To get Xi Jinping to help out with our Pyongyang problem, Trump has dropped all talk of befriending Taiwan, backed off Tillerson's warning to Beijing to vacate its fortified reefs in the South China Sea, and held out promises of major concessions to Beijing in future trade deals. Trump said this week, "I like Xi Jinping, and I believe he likes me a lot. I think I can personally handle Stalin better than your foreign office. Stalin hates the guts out of all your people. He thinks he likes me better." That's what FDR said. FDR did not live to see what a fool Stalin had made of him. Among the achievements celebrated in Trump's first 100 days are the 59 cruise missiles launched at the Syrian airfield, from which the gas attack on civilians allegedly came, and the dropping of the 22,000-pound Moab bomb in Afghanistan. But what do these bombings accomplish? The war party seems again ascendant. John McCain and Lindsey Graham are happy campers. In Afghanistan, a U.S. commander is calling for thousands more U.S. troops. In other words, the 16-year-old war is now calling for another call up of troops so we can do another 16 years there. This is madness. No, this is Sparta. Iran is back on the front burner while Tillerson concedes that Tehran is in compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal. The global elite cabal is much larger, more powerful, and a lot stronger than Donald J. Trump ever thought they were. And they're not going softly into that good night. If anything, they're digging their heels in and going, "Hey, Trump, this is our land.